From the Sky News Centre at 7, Chris Cabba's family say they're left with the deep pain of injustice after a Met police officer who shot him dead was cleared of murder. Martin Blake fired a single bullet through the windscreen of the Audi the 24-year-old was driving in Streatham, South London in 2022. The car had been involved in a shooting the night before. Mr Cabba's cousin, Sheeda Cabba, has spoken outside the Old Bailey.
We'll continue fighting for Chris, for justice, and for real change. Chris's life mattered, and nothing, absolutely nothing, can take that away from us.
A woman who threw a milkshake over Reform UK MP Nigel Farage has pleaded guilty to assault. 25-year-old Victoria Thomas-Bowen from Clacton-on-Sea told police she does not agree with his political views. Moldova, which shares a border with Ukraine, has narrowly voted for closer ties with the European Union. The referendum was dominated by claims of Russian interference. The country's president has accused criminal groups of trying to buy votes. Russian journalist Max Chudulubov says the outcome was much closer than expected.
The result was not supposed to be like this. What it means, perhaps, is that this influence mechanism, this network of paid supporters, was able to influence the result, probably, highly likely.
The Prime Minister has told health workers they deserve better. People are being urged to make suggestions on how the NHS can be improved. An Indigenous senator has told the King to give us what you stole from us during his visit to the Australian Parliament. Lydia Thorpe's accused the royal family of committing genocide. And Iron Maiden have paid tribute to former band member Paul Di'Anno, who's died at the age of 66. The heavy metal band's social media says they're all deeply saddened to learn of his death. That's the latest. I'm Laura Safe.
From the Borough Radio Newsroom, I'm Gareth Joy. Two youths have admitted rioting following the deaths of two teenagers in an e-bike crash. Violence broke out after Kyrie Sullivan and Harvey Evans were killed in the Ely area of Cardiff. A third defendant pleaded guilty to assaulting two police officers but denied rioting. Another 15 people will go on trial after pleading not guilty before Cardiff magistrates. A third man has been arrested after a group of footballers were attacked following a match in Cardiff. Two men have already been charged in connection with disorder in Llanrymney last week. A 19-year-old local man is being questioned tonight after he was taken into custody at Bristol Airport. A rugby club has paid tribute to a player killed in a two-vehicle crash in Cowbridge. Gleisar FC called off its league match at the weekend following the death of Mark Orpin on the A48 bypass last Wednesday. They've described him as a true gentleman. The 35-year-old from Taibach in Port Talbot also coached a junior team in Bridgend. Five men involved in a bribery racket must pay back nearly £365,000 to Cardiff Council. They include two workers from Penarth who accepted cash from the owner of a skip hire firm. The council lost over £400,000 because of deliberate undercharging. Three of the men were jailed. And a librarian has been honoured for her work promoting the arts here in the Vale. Janice Blackman set up a Facebook group to encourage fellow volunteers to find their creative streak during the pandemic. She now organises regular exhibitions at Dinas Powys Library. Janice was among the winners of the Community Libraries Network Awards. In sports, scrum half Rodri Williams has been recalled to the Wales squad more than 10 years since his last cap. Head coach Warren Gatland has also named uncapped duo Freddie Thomas and Blair Murray for the Autumn Internationals. Cardiff duo Mason Grady and Evan Lloyd also make the cut.
Now, here comes another hour of great music and local information
on the Vale's local radio station.
I don't mind to pretend. This is Bro Radio, the Vale's local radio station, and you're here with me, Mike Fowler, for your Monday night sports show, where we give a roundup of the sports action that took place in the Vale over last week and the weekend. So today we're going to be looking at the football action that took place in the Vale, including the league and cup games. We're also going to be reviewing some of the rugby action that took place over the weekend. And with the earlier announced squad for the Autumn Internationals, we're going to have a bit of a look at that. And I would love to hear your thoughts on the squad that was selected. But first, we're going to try a Guess the Player. So this is a new feature I'm starting on the show. And it's just for fun. Just to see what your knowledge of players that have either played for a club in the Vale or they have got some link to the Vale. So this player first started playing at Bristol City, where they made 62 appearances with 8 goals. They then moved on to Wigan Athletic, where they had 18 appearances and 1 goal. They went out on loan to Sheffield United, with 16 appearances and no goals. That was then made permanent, where they had 38 appearances and 6 goals. They were then on loan at Swansea with 4 appearances and no goals, before that was also then made a permanent deal, where they had 31 appearances and 4 goals. They then went out on loan at Portsmouth, where they had 15 appearances and 1 goal. And then they moved to Barnsley with 11 appearances and 1 goal before moving to Doncaster Rovers for 84 appearances and 14 goals. And then on to Birmingham City with 103 appearances and 14 goals. They then went on loan back to Bristol City, where they made 13 appearances and scored 2 goals. They then moved to ATK, where they had just 3 appearances and no goals. And then they played for one of your Vale teams, Barrytown United, making 28 appearances and scoring 5 goals, before moving to Newtown, where they had 8 appearances and no goals. So their total senior appearances were 434 with 56 goals. They also represented Wales at under 19 level, where they scored 1 goal in 3 appearances. And at under 21, they scored 4 goals in 9 appearances. And for the Wales senior side, they scored 2 goals in 24 appearances. So remember, just for fun, I'll be giving you that player's name later in the show.
Well, you done me and you bet I felt it. I tried to beat you, but you're so hot that I melted. I fell right through the cracks. Now I'm trying to get back. Before the cool done run out, I'll be giving it my bestest, and nothing's gonna stop me but divine intervention. I reckon it's again my turn to win some or learn some, but I won't hesitate no more, no more. It cannot wait. I'm yours. I look into your heart and you'll find love, 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 love. Listen to the music of the moment, people dance and sing. We're just one big family, and it's our God-forsaken right to be loved. Love, 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 love. So I won't hesitate no more, no. Our fate, I'm yours. Do, 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 do. a deer, and I will nibble your ear. Checking my tongue in the mirror and bending over backwards just to try to see it clearer, but my breath fogged up the glass, and so I drew a new face and I laughed. I guess what I'll be saying is there ain't no better reason to rid yourself of vanities and just go with the seasons. It's what we aim to do. Our name is our virtue, but I won't hesitate no more, no more. It cannot wait. I'm yours. Well, open up your mind and see like me. Open up your plans and damn, you're free. I look into your heart and you find that the sky is yours. So please don't, please don't, please don't. There's no need here to complicate, 'cause our time is short. This, oh, this, oh, this is our fate. I'm yours.
This is Brew Radio and your Monday night sports show here with me, Mike Fowler. So we're going to be reviewing the action that took place last week, and Barry Town United moved into the top half of the Cymru Premier table with a 4-2 victory at Newtown on Tuesday night. Steve Jenkins' men turned the game on its head with a second half comeback to make it back-to-back league wins in the space of 4 days. The manager kept faith with the same starting 11 that beat Britton Ferry on the weekend. But under the Tuesday night lights at Latham Park, it was the Robins who dominated the first half, and they went ahead after 11 minutes when Adam Williams fired in off the post. Elliot Richards came close to equalising for Barry with an audacious 22-yard effort which went over the bar. But Newtown continued to press, while Jason Oswell had a goal disallowed for offside. He made amends on the stroke of half-time, not long after Luke Rees had made two crucial saves to deny Shane Sutton and Josh Locke. The second half proved a very different story indeed. Barry made a much brighter start and were quick to carve out chances. They didn't have to wait long to reply when Robbie Wilmot's cross found an unmarked Ollie Holbert at the back post, whose header on 54 minutes marked the 8th league goal this season. 3 minutes later, Harrison Bright caught out homekeeper Alex Swindle as he curled home the equaliser from the edge of the area. Newtown continued to press without bothering Luke Rees too much, while Swindle pulled off fine saves to keep out Ben Magatson's deflected shot at close range. But on 69 minutes, Sam Snaith fired Barry ahead for the first time when his through ball lobbed the Newtown keeper and landed in the empty net. The comeback was complete with 10 minutes of normal time to go, as captain Evan Press set up Keenan Patton to slot home in his second goal in as many games and his 6th in all competitions this season to wrap up all 3 points. Barry break into the top six for the first time this season after Bala were held to a goalless draw to Corneski Nomads. But then attention turned to the Welsh Cup as Barry played on Saturday their second round clash against Caerphilly Ely at Jenner Park. And Barry Town United's Welsh Cup hopes were dashed in a shock defeat to Caerphilly Ely on penalties after a 3-3 draw. Steve Jenkins' men would amend among many casualties on what was a brutal weekend for the Cymru Premier teams entering the fray in the second round. 5 top flight clubs, including league leaders Pennebont, were knocked out, while Barry's neighbours, Lantwick Major, also suffered an early exit on penalties. Barry would enter in the cup on a high after back-to-back league wins saw them into the top half of the table for the first time this season. Liam Armstrong replaced goalkeeper Luke Rees, with summer signing Ryan Kavanagh making his first start, and both Kanan McLagan and Josh Raworth returning to the 11. The hosts at Jenner Park went ahead on 34 minutes with a close range finish from Keenan Patton, making it his 3rd goal in as many games. But barely a minute later, Barry were reduced to 10 men when Callum Saintie was shown a straight red for a late challenge on Tom McLean. The resulting penalty tipped off Armstrong's palm into the top corner of the net as the Cymru South visitors drew level. Coira almost went ahead soon after, but Barry Keeper was quick to respond to the low drive from 7 yards out. Then, on 70 minutes, Yian Owen's cross into the box was teed up by McLagan, who drilled home past former Barry keeper Joe Baker to retake the lead and mark the welcome return to the fold as club captain, scoring only his second goal this season. Yet Coira quickly found another way back when Howell Davis struck into the bottom corner barely 3 minutes later to restore parity. Back came Barry in the 81st minute when Patton rounded Barker before slotting the ball through to Owen, who struck from 6 yards out into an empty net. But from the corner, 4 minutes later, Coira, whose never-say-die attitude impressed throughout, equalised again through Charlie Lewis to take the game to penalties. Coira opened up a 2-0 lead after Patton blasted his effort over the bar while McLagan's spot kick was denied by Barker. The decisive moment came when McLean stepped up for his second time this afternoon to beat Armstrong and record a famous 4-2 victory on spot kicks for the visitors. Barry, who's last won the Welsh Cup in 2003, still have potential silverware to play for this season, as attention now turns to Tuesday night's Nathaniel MG Cup quarter-final at home to Penybont. And the Barrytown United cruised into the second round of the Bute Energy Welsh Cup with a 5-0 victory over Cardiff Met. Kira Harris scored a second-half brace for Stevie McCarthy Campbell's side, who were unbeaten in their last 5 games in all competitions. Barry returned to a Brighton Breezy Kincoid, where they had demolished the Archers 5-1 in the Adran Premier earlier this month. Both teams had their share of early chances, with visiting keeper Molly Anson denying India Shanahan for the hosts. At the other end, Shania Stone and Ingrid Adlan saw their efforts saved by Charlotte Smith as Barry ramped up the pressure. Stone was forced off the pitch with less than half an hour due to an injury, with Jasmine Turner taking place. But 31 minutes, Barry's persistence paid off when Adlan's cross was turned in by Chloe Tilley to take the lead. Karis Bufton's pressed hard for a second before half-time with a cross that was tipped onto the crossbar by Smith and the set piece that went narrowly wide. But midway through the second half, Barry went into cruise control as Harris struck twice in just 3 minutes. The pick of the goals came on 77 minutes when sub Amy Long released Lucy Atwood, whose cross was duly turned in by Ellie Gunny. The Archers, who are yet to win a league game this season, offered no answer as Ellie Priest rounded off the rout on 83 minutes, finishing another fine assist from Long. Barry will learn their second half round opponents when the draw is announced on Wednesday evening at 8 p.m. on the FAW's Red War Plus channel. It's back to Adram Premier next Sunday when Barry look to continue their winning streak against the New Saints. Elsewhere, Barry have learnt their opponents for the last 16 on the Adram Trophy. Flinttown United will visit Jenner Park in the first knockout round of the competition, having secured maximum points in the group stage. Penybont, who also clinched a 100% group record, face a daunting task of the visiting Adram Premier leaders, Britton Ferry. And trophy holders Cardiff City go north to Corners Quay Nomads. These ties will be played on Sunday the 10th of November. And coming up, we'll bring you some more results of for football from around the Vale.
This is Bro Radio.
Halloween means thrills and chills aplenty for kids of all ages at Fornmon Castle. From the 19th to the 31st of October, on selected days we've family daytime Halloween events with haunting live shows, spooky fun in the Skeleton Garden, a creepy story trail and a not-so-scary scare run. And every day from 5 till 9, those who fancy a scream can join us for a night filled with hidden surprises and our Monster Bash Halloween Ball. Halloween fun at Fonmon Castle. Book tickets at fonmoncastle.com.
If you fancy a visit to the shops, have to get the kids to school, or fancy a night out with the girls, call Vale Taxis on Barry 747 666. We're Barry's reliable taxi service and we'll always greet you with a smile. Vale Taxis are family run and always on time. So if you've got to be somewhere fast, you know who to call. Vale Taxis on Barry 747666.
At Case UK, we're all about providing mental health and wellbeing support that shines through. And we're proud to have opened our new Case Cafe at the YMCA. We are here Monday through Saturday, serving up our delicious own blend of fair trade coffee and a tasty menu catering for all dietary needs. We've a pretty good kids menu too. Case Cafe is run by some fab local people from Barry, and we offer fully funded support for mental or physical health. Just in case. Case Cafe. You'll find us at the YMCA on Court Road or see ymcabarry.org.uk.
The team that brought you the sellout productions of Little Shop of Horrors and The Vicar of Dibley are back at Roos Community Centre this November from the 21st to the 23rd. Array Theatre Productions proudly presents the Stephen Sondheim classic, Company, a musical comedy, featuring Sondheim's award-winning songs You Could Drive a Person Crazy, The Ladies Who Lunch, Side by Side by Side, and the iconic Being Alive. Let's all drink to that. Tickets now available for just £15. Book yours today at companytickets.co.uk.
From Sully to St Hilary,
the Vale's local radio station.
This is your Monday Night Sports Show here at Bro Radio with me, Mike Fowler. So, Lanthwaite Major were also knocked out of the Welsh Cup on penalties by third-tier club Morriston Town following a 1-1 draw. The Cymru South club left it late to find an equaliser against an impressive performance from the Ardell South West visitors at Windmill Lane. But Ben State's side, unbeaten in their last eight league outings, found spot kicks to be their Achilles heel again as they bowed out in the round two for the second year running. After an evenly matched first half, Morriston made the breakthrough on 54 minutes when Liam Logan beat veteran keeper Jack Lansdowne, with Luke Harris providing the assist. Lanthwaite's response was no fewer than four substitutions midway through the second half, and they were rewarded as Johan Emmanuel poached home with virtually the last kick of normal time to draw level. But in the resulting shootout, Lanthwaite found themselves on the back foot, with Emmanuel's kick being saved and the same fate befall Lynn Williams and Nathan Renfrew. It fell to Morriston keeper Steve Cann to deny Rhys Llewellyn's penalty to confirm a 6-5 victory for the visitors, bringing local interest to a premature end this season. Lanthwaite's main focus, Fenix Trophy exception, is now firmly back on the Cymru South, starting next Friday when they visit Carmarthen Town. And on Saturday, Ely Rangers drew 3-3 at home to Cardiff Airport. The away side scored first, but two quick goals from Richard Greaves and Alex Long gave Rangers a half-time lead. Two more quick goals, this time for the away side, saw Cardiff Airport go 3-2 up. But in the 85th minute, substitute Luke Davidson scored to share the spoils. Rangers are now third in the league. Next up is another home tie against Pencoed Athletic on Saturday. And Dinas Powys have a Friday night game against Caerphilly Athletic up next. And back to my guess the player. Have you got any ideas? So, for the guess the player, this player had 434 senior career club appearances, scoring 56 goals, and had 24 appearances, scoring 2 goals for the Welsh national team. The teams that he played for included Bristol City, Wigan Athletic, Sheffield United, Swansea City, Portsmouth, Barnsley, Doncaster Rovers, Birmingham City, and Barrytown United and Newtown. Remember, just for fun, see if you're right later in the show.
It's in the trees. It's coming.
When I was a child, running in the night, afraid of what I might be, hiding in the dark, hiding in the street, and a war was full of envy. The hounds of
This is Monday Night Sport here at Bro Radio with me, Mike Fowler. So it's the time of the show where we change sports and we review the rugby that took place in the Vale. And Barry RFC earned their first win of the Admiral League season with a convincing 33-14 victory over Rubina. The Bombers produced an impressive all-round display, dominating in the scrum, penetrating in attack and resolute in defence when it was needed. Saturday's convincing victory lifted Barry off the bottom of the Division 1 East Central table. Victory in this basement scrap against fellow strugglers Rubina was vital, as coach Thomas Perry acknowledged after the game. "If we hadn't got 5 points today, and Rubina nothing," he said, "it would have made our life very hard. It's very tight at the bottom." A spell in the second half apart, when Rubina inevitably came back hard after trailing 21-0 at the interval, the Bombers were generally the better side, with the win providing a much-needed confidence boost for Barry after a difficult start to the season. "That's the best performance I've seen in a very long time," said Perry. "Everything we told them from the sideline, they did. We spoke about not giving Rubina easy territory, no unnecessary turnovers, no stupid penalties. The defence was brilliant and I'm happy with the backs backed themselves today." Both sides lost a player to a harsh red when a yellow would probably have been enough. Both Rubina's Owen Parry and Barry's Reese Powell were deemed to have illegally lifted an opponent. Barry's first two tries from Marcus Reid and Evan Prosser were carbon copies, the dominant scrum providing the platform with quick hands setting up the opening and the scorers powering through despairing tackles. Owen Reese converted both before getting onto the score sheet himself, taking advantage of Rubina error, picking up the loose ball and darting through. He added the extras to give Barry a healthy interval lead. Rubina hit back through Danny Murphy after 43 minutes and Cameron Pike converting, but Barry restored their lead in the 50th minute as Jack Williams kicked ahead and Chase put pressure on the visitors' line and Alan Evans drove over for the bonus point try. Pike scored and converted Rubina's second try, and after 57 minutes, the last word went to Barry in the 78th minute, when the scrum provided the platform for the backs to send Jack Davis away to score under the posts. Alid Reese added the extras. This victory, the first match in what Parry calls a triple header, has to be a springboard to further success, if Barry are to ease their way out of trouble. After five matches, the bottom four are adrift, and the Bombers now face consecutive away games against the other two members of the group, Porth Harlequins on November the 2nd and Abercumboy on November the 9th. Elsewhere, Penarth are safely installed in mid-table, having won four of their opening five Division 1 games, including Saturday's 45-31 victory to Porth Harlequins at the Athletic Ground. But Cowbridge, who lost their 100% record and a chance to go top of Division 2 after a 36-29 defeat to early leaders Caerphilly. In Division 4, Dinas Powys remained second after beating Treherbert 33-15 to record their fourth win of the season so far. While in Division 5, Openarthians won 39-30 at home to Hirwine. And in the WRU Women's Cup, Openarthians suffered their first round exit at home to Berryport, going down 56-39. And we're also going to be looking at the Welsh team and squad announcement for the Autumn Internationals, and I would love to hear what your say is on the team announcements. All that still to come.
This is Bro Radio.
Bro Radio.
Wales, land of music, legends and Oggie. Yes, Oggie, faster fibre broadband for Wales has landed. Oggie lets you fly through the internet with reliable ultra-fast speeds, faster than a sheep in daps. And with epic prices, free setup and installation, this is a proper tidy offer. Join the growing Oggie community. Make the switch today and keep up with the Joneses and the Stevens and the Llewellyns and the Williams and the Evans. Visit oggie.wales. Subject to availability, terms apply.
Install Skip Hire are one of the leading skip hire, tipper and grab lorry companies in the Vale, offering a range of waste disposal solutions across South Wales. Our specialists have over 20 years' experience, so you can be assured of excellent customer service. But don't just take our word for it. Check out our 5-star rating on Facebook. We also offer eco-friendly disposal options, converting 95% of our waste into renewable energy, so you can rest easy knowing your waste doesn't go to waste. Find out how Install Skip Hire can help you on 01446 421 072.
At IB Building and Plastering, we're constructing dreams one brick at a time. If you need more space for a growing family, we're experts at extensions and renovations. With over 30 years' experience when it comes to quality workmanship and punctuality, we nail it. Every time, wherever you are across the Vale of Glamorgan, IB Building and Plastering get the job done. And our exceptional plastering skills mean you always get the perfect finish. For a quick chat or quote, call Ian Blackwell Building and Plastering. You'll find all the details on Facebook.
The ASA regulates UK ads across all media, including radio, to make sure they stick to the rules. You should be able to trust the ads you hear, whether you love them or hate them. So we're by your side and keeping our ears open, because every little helps. The ASA. Keeping ads legal, decent, honest, and truthful. Oh, yes.
From Cowbridge to Cosmeston,
the Vale's local radio station.
Pro Radio.
Well, it's a big, big city and it's always the same. Can never be too pretty. Tell me your name, is it out of line? If I was to be bold and say, would you be mine? Because I may be a beggar and you may be the queen. I know I may be on a downer, I'm still ready to dream. Though it's 3 o'clock, the time is just the time it takes for you to talk. So if you're well, it's a big, big city and the lights are all out, but it's as much as I can do, you know, to figure you out. And I must confess, my heart's all broken pieces and my head's a mess. Morning and I'm walking along beside the ghost of every drink I hear who's ever done wrong. And it's you, whoa, that's got me going crazy for the things you do. And so if you're crazy, I don't care, you amaze me. But you're a stupid girl, oh me, oh my. You talk, I die, you smile, you laugh, I cry. And only a girl like you could be lonely. And it's a crying shame if you would think the same. A boy like me's just irresistible.
This is your Monday Night Sports Show here at Bro Radio with me, Mike Fowler. So, earlier today, the 35-man Welsh squad was announced for the Autumn Internationals. And Cardiff duo Mason Grady and Evan Lloyd have made the cut. The Vale pair are among seven Cardiff players that will go into camp ahead of what could be a critical month for head coach Warren Gatland. Penarth-born hooker Lloyd, who made his Wales debut against France in the Six Nations, is among the forwards, while former Barry centre Grady is in the backs, having scored his first try for Wales in the Wooden Spoon defeat to Italy. Two uncapped players feature in the squad, namely Scarlet's wing Blair Murray and Gloucester second row Freddie Thomas, who qualify through their mother and grandparents respectively. Dowie Lake retains the captaincy following the summer test series defeat to Australia, while there's a surprise recall for Dragon scrum half Rodri Williams, who won his last Wales cap against Scotland in the 2014 Six Nations, scoring his first and so far only international try. Adam Beard, Ryan Elias, Jack Morgan, Will Rowland, Henry Thomas and Thomas Williams also return following injury or rest, alongside Gareth Anscombe, Max Llewellyn, Tom Rogers and Nicky Smith. Wales kick off their November internationals against Fiji on Sunday the 10th of November, followed 7 days later by Australia and the world champion South Africa on Saturday the 23rd of November. And that's a replay of the fixture that opened the Principality Stadium 35 years ago. Gatland said, "We feel this is an exciting squad with some experience coming back to join the younger players. We know we are going to work incredibly hard as a group this November. We have three very different opposition in Fiji, Australia and South Africa, but are looking forward to the challenge that each possess. The autumn campaign is always special because we have back-to-back matches at home each weekend, and there is no better place to play than the Principality Stadium with all the passion and energy of our incredible fans." Regarding Lake retaining the captaincy, the head coach added, "I thought Dowie did a really good job with the captaincy over the summer. We've decided to continue the role with him this autumn." So the Welsh squad announcement in full is forwards Nicky Smith, Gareth Thomas, Kemsley Mathias, Ryan Elias, Dowie Lake, Evan Lloyd, Henry Thomas, Kieran Azzurati, Archie Griffin, Freddie Thomas, Chris Chunza, Ben Carter, Will Rowland, Adam Beard, Tame Plumtree, James Botham, Jack Morgan, Tommy Raphael and Aaron Wainwright. And in the backs we've got Thomas Williams, Rodri Williams, Ellis Bevan, Sam Costello, Gareth Anscombe, Ben Thomas, Nick Tompkins, Max Llewellyn, Eddie James, Owen Watkin, Mason Grady, Blair Murray, Rio Dyer, Josh Hathaway, Tom Rogers and Cam Winnett. Now, I would love to hear your take on the squad and how you think the autumn's going to go. I know for Wales, personally, it's not been a great year so far. Not winning any games in the Six Nations, losing the Summer International Series against Australia, and I know it can feel like a bit depressing being a Welsh rugby supporter at the moment, but I think I always feel when the squad's been announced and we're on the eve of any international series, there's always that tinge of excitement maybe these players can do something, maybe this is the time, maybe this is everything that Gatland's been telling us he's been working towards. So I'm excited about the international series coming up, but I'm not sure which way it's going to go. But I would love to hear from you also on social media about how you think the autumn series is going to go.
You're preaching to the choir, heading on yourself. Quit playing with your mind, you're spinning. If you think that I'm a liar, just try it for yourself. If clouds will open up, blue skies are willing. Yeah, I know it's so hard to throw away. Cause clouds will open up, blue skies are willing.
That you hit, only had to
This is your Monday Night Sports Show here at Pro Radio with me, Mike Fowler. So, we've just given you the announcement of the Autumn International Nation Series squad for Wales, and now you've had time to think about the team, the players that have been selected and those that have been left out. What do you think constitutes a good Autumn International for Wales? Do we need to see results on the table, or do we actually just need to perform well? I know we're building towards the future, but let me know what you think is more important for the Welsh squad right now. And very soon, I'm going to announce the thing that you've all been waiting for. Who is this mystery player that I've been talking about throughout the show? Now, remember, this was just for fun, so I'll list through their clubs again and see if you've managed to work out or find who the player was. So this player played for Bristol City, Wigan Athletic, Sheffield United, Swansea City, Portsmouth, Barnsley, Doncaster Rovers, Birmingham City, Bristol City, Barry Town United and Newtown, with a total of 434 senior appearances and 56 goals. And he also represented Wales at under 19 level, scoring one goal in three games, at under 21 level, scoring four goals in nine games, and at senior level, scoring two goals in 24 games. And did you get it? It was David Cottrell. So that was my mystery player of the week. And also remember, if you would like your sports team, sports club or sport mentioned here at Bro Radio, all you need to do is get in touch with me at sport@broradio.fm, and I could be showcasing your club, your volunteers, or the sport that you do, that you think, you know, I think people should be talking about it. So please get in touch with me on my email address. And up next here at Bro, we've got Patrick with the evening show.
This is Bro Radio.
Bro Radio. Is renewable energy the future for your home? Have you decided to switch to solar? Then talk to Roos Electrical. As well as plenty of free advice, our solar experts will help you choose the right panels, batteries and EV chargers for your home and discuss the cost savings and benefits of energy independence. Discover the latest solar products at Roos Electrical at Atlantic Business Park, Sully, or see rhoose-electrical.co.uk.
If you want pet supplies delivered free to your door or dream of having a beautiful garden, then Uno's Pet and Garden Store in Clanwick Major is the name to know. From poultry to puppies, horses to hamsters, whatever the pet, we have what you need, including food, treats and treatments. We also stock all your garden essentials, so whether you're a green-fingered expert or a less prolific planter, we have everything you need for your perfect garden and offer free delivery to the majority of the Vale with no minimum order. Visit us online now at unospetstore.com. That's unospetstore.com.
Are you a small business owner or an entrepreneur? TL Systems are specialists in supporting sole traders and small businesses with their IT and telephone needs. We'll supply your internet, phone, office, security and web hosting, and then back it all up so your data is safe. Our rates are very affordable for you as a small business owner. We can supply everything and give you peace of mind with a maintenance contract from as little as £30 per month. TL Systems. Call us for a chat on 01446 747 702. Pop into our shop at the bottom of Halton Road, Barry, or visit tlsystems.co.uk.
Mae croeso i bawb yn y ganolfan bwyd a mwy Llanylldyd Fawr. Byddem wrth ein bodd pe bai'ch yn ymuno â ni ar y trydydd dyddiau o bob mis. Cewch gwrdd â grwpiau cymunedol a sefydliadau lleol wrth iddynt ymgynnull yng nghanolfan CF61. Mae cyngor a chefnogaeth am ddim. Gallwch gwrdd â phreswylwyr eraill dros baned braf o de. Ac mae cyfle i gael awyr iach yng ngerddi hyfryd CF61. Ewch i'r ganolfan bwyd a mwy yn Llanylldyd Fawr rhwng hanner ar wedi 12 a hanner ar wedi 2 ar y trydydd dyddiau o bob mis yng nghanolfan CF61 ar Heol yr Orsaf.
Part of your community since 2009.
The Vale's local radio station.
On FM, DAB+, online, mobile and smart speaker. This is Bro Radio.
From the Sky News Centre at 8, supporters of Chris Cabba have gathered in central London after